Back here on this Monday morning on the Mighty 690 KGGF, I'm Sam Speck as we are joined in studio by the president of the Caney Community Betterment Group. It's Danny Scott. Danny, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for allowing me to come.
Oh, of course. Of course, we're always eager to hear everything that's coming out of the city of Caney, as well as also for our listeners today. We'll get to kind of know a little bit more about the Caney Community Betterment Group as well, and I think that's a good place to start. As president, I'm sure you know well about the mission, kind of everything behind it. So what was the inspiration and behind the Betterment Group, and what is the mission for it as well for the city of Caney?
I think to summarize, Caney did not have a Chamber of Commerce for several years, and we had a couple of other community groups, but there just wasn't a lot of things being done to help Caney, to improve Caney, to work with the businesses. And so several of us in business decided we wanted to form something to start a chamber again and to help our businesses and help the whole community. And we got with K-State's Research and Extension Department, and Dr. Marnie came down, talked to us about the betterment programs that Missouri had. And after hearing about the betterment groups, we thought that would be exactly what we needed in Caney. We needed a betterment group that would work for the betterment of Caney.
Yeah. And again, it's, an area that most towns look over. For me, obviously being as young as I was for a long time, I had no idea really what the purpose of a chamber was or, you know, exactly what they do. But now being in the industry I am, they're very, very important. And to not have one, it is not necessarily a setback. You can live without it, but at the same time, in a town that may need a helping hand, it is good to have a group of individuals that are there thinking about Caney and moving us forward. So with that as well, you guys are I believe a part of a couple of new programs, the First Impressions program, as well as you had a meeting last week with the Kansas Pride. So we've heard a little bit about this First Impressions. We've said it on our newscast before as well, but for the listeners that don't really have any idea of it, and obviously for the citizens of Caney, what is that program?
Well, last fall, the city of Caney voted for us, Caney Betterment Group, to become a part of the Kansas Pride program, which is basically directed through Kansas State University. One of the programs that the Pride program has is the First Impressions program. And the city also voted to allow us to do that. And basically how that happens is that we, or K-State, finds another town just about the size of Caney. And what they will do is they'll send people from that town down to Caney, unbeknownst to us, at a time when we don't know they're coming. And they will come and look at our schools, they'll look at our businesses, they'll look at our residential areas, they'll look at our industry, they'll look at the whole town and see what they think, the first impressions, by looking at Caney. And then we'll do the same thing in their town. Four or six of us will go up there, look at all their things, and then K-State will compile all this for both towns, come back to us, and tell us what the other towns have found out.
Yeah. So it's almost kind of a mild form of constructive criticism, if you will. Again, it's not necessarily criticism, but it's something you can base improvement off of. And, it's a set of outside eyes, I guess, is kind of another way to put it as well. Somebody comes in, takes a peek, says, man, that's a beautiful school, and, kind of gives you reflection on that. But then this park over here may need a little work, whatever it may be. You know, there's areas where maybe citizens that have been living there for so long are so used to that being that way, and then a new set of eyes comes in and kind of reveals it a little bit more. So a very cool little program that goes with that. And you had mentioned you had a meeting last Thursday with Kansas Pride. What was that meeting all about?
The Kansas Pride people came down, and also the Department of Commerce people, and they just told us all the things that they could help us with. One of the things they have offered to do is to help us with a community assessment program, and that's, we sent out a survey, and basically we find out what the community members think we should be doing, whereas the First Impressions will be telling us what something from another town thinks. This will be where the community gets to tell us, okay, we think we need to be doing this and this and this. So we're contemplating doing that this year also to kind of get help from both sides.
Yeah. You mentioned both sides right there. That's a good way to put it, because it is, you know, their tax dollar. It is their town. It is my community, and it, you know, my input matters as well. But at the same time, there is a lot of times where citizens just don't have that outreach. They don't may have their words be heard. they just kind of sit back and let those issues arise, and they're not heard with them because, you know, they don't bring it to the board. So a good opportunity to maybe hear from the, you know, the own citizens of Caney as well and within that community. And I know a lot of things have come up down in Caney as well that I'm sure people want to kind of get in on. And I know a big thing that a lot of citizens, it's almost a polarizing, almost not necessarily right down the middle, but it has been strong opposing and strong for on the grocery store side of things as well. And I know you have seen firsthand certain areas that, you know, want the grocery store to come in, does not want to come in. How is the Caney Community Betterment Group really with this grocery store, and how are you, you know, looking to help out the cause?
The Caney Community Betterment Group did have a fundraiser to help buy the building where we're going to remodel. And we sent out a survey to see what people thought. There was about 60% of the return surveys that were in favor and about 40% that were not. Probably the greatest group of people that has supported the grocery store are older people. And because they keep saying, you know, we're getting to the age where we can't drive out of town. We need a grocery store in Caney. And so, to be truthful with you, that's the reason I want to have a grocery store. We want to help the older people so they'll be able to drive in town, get their groceries, not have to go out of town to get their groceries.
Yeah. Again, it's safer. You know, I know, you know, my grandfather at 85, I don't want him driving his truck the way that he does, and I don't want him going too far if he does do that. And you're right, the long traveling, and out here as well, it's a little different. From my town, a 5-10 minute drive, you get to travel way across town. A 5-10 minute drive may get you halfway to a new town, you know. So it's a lot of driving. It really could potentially be a lot of driving with that. That's big there. And then also, you know, the tax dollars depend, you know, sometimes even going to Oklahoma instead of within Caney. So there's a lot of things to look at with that. And so it's good to hear that, you know, there is a percentage a little bit higher kind of going with that as well. What are some further steps that we can, I mean, how else can we convince people that it is a beneficial, you know, thing to come to Caney, or if it is that as well? So,
well, when we first talked about this, of course, I thought it should be out on the highway. And our city administrator said, Danny, if we build this grocery store downtown, it will be easier for older people to get to. Also, it will also help our downtown start revitalizing our downtown. And the more I thought about that, and also, you can rebuild this building we're trying to buy right now for about half the money it will take to build one out on the highway. So we're going to be able to get into a building a lot less expensive, easier for the older people to get to. It'll help revitalize our downtown. And so that's kind of the reason I'm kind of excited about that.
Yeah, no doubt about more excitement as well coming with it. There is, I believe it's a grant that would help out with this, but a large sum of money to help out bringing in a new a refurbished swimming pool to Caney.
Yes, the Kansas State Department of Commerce, through some community development block grants, are offering money, I think a 60-40 grant match, where smaller communities can rebuild a simple swimming pool. Our swimming pool for the last several years has had bad problems, wondering if it was even going to open. So we're hoping we can get this and get a nice zero entry way for old people and kids to get in and out of. And we think this will help Caney too if we can get that put together.
Yeah, you had mentioned that downtown location of the grocery store. It does kind of rub off on businesses around and also the downtown area, because there's going to be more traffic going in and out of downtown. So businesses are going to get a little bit more foot traffic and visuals. So you're right, it does come down to the placement of that grocery store, I think, is a good one. And then again, the city pool as well, to have something that, first of all, looks good initially, and second of all, works very well functionally for the citizens, whether they are of age or very young or whichever. It needs to be safe and it needs to be accessible for everybody there. So some good ideas and some good areas coming down to Caney with that as well. And again, a great mission behind the Caney Community Betterment Group as well. As again, speaking with President Danny Scott here on this Monday morning. Danny, anything else that you wanted to get out to our listeners about your guys' group?
I just want to say I'm so thankful for our city council, our mayor, and our city administrator and city staff. They've been so good about helping the community, being progressive. They're very good money managers, and I'm just thankful for the group we have right now.
Yep, yep. And again, it sometimes takes just a set of individuals, like you had kind of the whole inspiration behind this to think about Caney, what can we do to help Caney, and you know, more importantly, do those actions to go out and act upon those as well. So, again, speaking with the president of Caney Community Betterment Group, Danny Scott. Danny, thanks so much for joining us on a Monday morning. I know our listeners appreciate all the information that we get out of the city of Caney as well, and I know we'll just check in with you on hopefully on at least a monthly basis or something like that, maybe bi-monthly basis that we can check in with the Betterment Group or so. But, Danny, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
It's the Mighty 690 KGGF.